Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack, and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. In today's podcast, I'm going to tell you a true story. I'm going to talk about my first job and focus on some language related to work and working. I'll tell you the story about how I got and lost my first job. I'll tell the story in parts. In each part, there'll be some vocabulary related to jobs and work. I'll tell you the language I want to focus on first, and then after each part, I'll talk a bit more about the vocabulary. In the first part, I'm going to use the vocabulary get a job, out of work, unemployed, and apply for a job. Part 1. I got my first job straight out of school. I've never been out of work in my adult life. I've been lucky, I think, and I've also done some pretty bad jobs. But I think having a bad job is better than being unemployed. When I finished school, I went into town, I had my hair cut because it was a bit long, and then I went into an old-fashioned sports and menswear shop called Philip Mann's Shop and bought a navy blue blazer with gold buttons on the cuff. My mum gave me the money for the jacket as a gift. She thought it was the sort of thing you should wear when applying for a job and want to make a good impression. Let's look at the language. I got my first job. When you start working somewhere, or rather, when a company agrees that you start working for them, we use the phrase get a job. I got my first job when I was 18. If you don't have a job, you can say that you are out of work. This is normally because you can't find a job. If you're not working because you're sick or injured, then you're off work. The opposite is in work, but this is not as common. I said that having a bad job is better than being unemployed. There is a family of words related to work that use the verb employ as a root. Employ means to give someone work and pay them for it. The adjective employed describes a person who has a job, and unemployed describes a person that doesn't have a job. we use the noun employment in a general sense and unemployment to talk about the total number of people who don't have a job. I use the verb apply to apply for a job. This is the correct way of saying you asked if you could do a job. The noun application is also used, usually to describe a form that you might have to fill in when applying for a job. In the next part, I'm going to use the words CV, part-time job, employee, and interview. Part 2. I went home and typed up my CV, which didn't have a lot on it because I was straight out of school. I'd had a part-time job as a school cleaner when I was at school for a couple of hours each day after school, but nothing else. With my new haircut, my navy blue blazer with gold buttons, and my freshly printed CV in hand, I went into town and started walking from shop, to bars, to restaurants, to small businesses, anywhere that might be looking for a new employee. In the end, it didn't take me very long. I walked into the Crowborough and District Social Club, which was a private club, a bit like a pub, but you have to be a member. I asked the man behind the bar if he knew if they were looking for anyone, and it turned out they were. There was an advert in the local paper for an assistant steward, which is basically a barman. The steward, Colin, and his wife Sue were called down and interviewed me right there on the spot. Your CV is a specially formatted list of your qualifications and jobs that you can use when you're applying for a job. We also use the word resume. The only work experience I'd had was as a part-time cleaner. We use the adjective part-time for any job that's less than 36 hours a week. For jobs that are more than 36 hours a week, we call them full-time jobs. Another part of the employ family, an employee is a person who is employed. The person who does the employing is the employer. The word interview can be a noun and a verb. It's normal to say, I have an interview on Thursday. You can also say, I was interviewed for the job. The passive use is important. Often, you're not going to remember the name of the person that interviewed you, or it won't be important. In the next part, I'm going to use the words offer and accept, responsible for, short-term, long-term, career, and industry. The steward, Colin, was professionally cheerful. He had a quick smile and seemed friendly enough, but it felt a bit forced. He and his wife were both alcoholics. Colin started his workday with a swig from a mouthwash bottle that he would swirl, gargle, and then swallow. I was offered and accepted the job of assistant steward. I had to work behind the bar from Friday to Sunday, and then on Monday and Tuesday, I was in charge. The club was quiet on a Monday and Tuesday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
There was a stream of permanently unemployed and retired alcoholics who would turn up every day, but only about 10 or 15, so I could handle the place on my own. I was responsible for opening up, setting up the bar, and dealing with the cash and tills. I had to start work at 9, but didn't open the front door till 10. There was a big, heavy security screen that had to be rolled down when the place was empty. If the locals saw that the screen was down and it was getting close to 10, I'd see them peering anxiously through the windows. It took me a while to remember the locals' drinks. The locals are the people who live near a pub or bar and go there regularly. Slowly, the locals warmed to me and I enjoyed their company. It was pretty boring a lot of the time, but otherwise it was a good job. I knew that it was a short-term job for me. I wasn't interested in a career in the hospitality industry, but I didn't know what I wanted long-term, so it suited me. If you have an interview and the person wants to give you the job, they offer you the job. We also use the noun a job offer. If you're looking for work, you might get a few offers. If you decide to take one of the jobs, then you accept the offer. When you're working, there are things you have to do. These are your job responsibilities. You can say what you have to do by saying what you are responsible for. If you use this form, any verb will be a gerund. I was responsible for opening up and setting up the bar. For me, the job was a short-term thing. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, but I knew that I wanted to travel, so the job in Crowborough was a short-term plan. The opposite is a long-term plan. I think we normally use long-term plans to talk about plans that are a long way off. I want to open my own language school, but that's a long-term plan. A career is a lifetime of work in a business. Normally, a career lasts over 40 years, but these days many jobs are being lost to new technologies and people can't expect a job for life. The last word from part 3 is industry. An industry is a type of work, so you could work in the car industry or the hospitality industry. Normally, industries don't use the word industry. I work in education. Where I live, there's a lot of farming or agriculture. Time for part 4. This now is the end of the story. The words I want you to listen out for in this part are the verb hire, the phrases to lose a job and to be sacked. Part 4. I soon learned that the locals did not like Colin and Sue. One of the main responsibilities of a bar manager is to look after the beer. This means keeping the cellar and pipes between the cellar and the bar clean. When you clean the pipes, you have to throw away beer. Colin and Sue didn't like wasting that beer. As far as I could tell, they preferred to drink it. And this meant that the pipes were not cleaned regularly enough, and the locals complained. Sue was also a terrible snob, and was not as good as Colin at faking friendliness. She admitted that I'd been hired because I was the only person to come for an interview in a suit. It wasn't really a suit. It was just a navy blue blazer with gold buttons. My mum was right, though. Eventually, Colin and Sue were afraid that the locals liked me more than them, and that I was somehow plotting to overthrow them. Colin started making stuff up about me, and I could tell that he wasn't happy. One Friday morning, I arrived at work to be met by Colin, who looked less friendly than usual. He told me that when he'd gone to open up the club on Wednesday morning, he'd found the security door was not locked properly and was not pulled all the way down. This was a lie. It was a stupid lie, as it was not possible for the heavy metal security door to be left like that. It was heavy. You had to roll it most of the way, or gravity would pull it down. I told him this, but it didn't matter. I was sacked. I'd lost my job, and I had to give the keys back. It wasn't a problem, though. I moved away from the town and have never been back to the Crowborough and District Social Club. The last pieces of vocabulary are to hire, to be sacked, and to lose a job. I was hired because I wore a navy blue blazer with gold buttons. To hire means the same as to give someone a job. You can also hire cars and equipment, which means you pay someone money so you can borrow their equipment. We often use the verb hire in the passive to talk about jobs. I was hired to work behind the bar. I was sacked and I lost my job. Both of these mean my boss told me to go home and to not come back to work again. My employment was terminated. I was sacked is less formal than I lost my job. You could also say I was dismissed or I was let go in more formal situations. Wow, that was a really long podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and that the language is useful. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.